28 minutes after 5 South African time on this beautiful Saturday morning here in Johannesburg, the 22nd of Shawwal 1444. Let's go to our respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. He is in Durban in Umslanga. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, Brother Dawood Mota, and Brother Zakaria Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Shawwal 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Al-Shu'ara, the poets, and verses 75, 76, 77. Prophet Ibrahim, Abraham, peace be upon him, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, whose name Nami, Isme Grami, honorable name, is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran in several and various places. Now he is inviting his people towards Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and that is the function of every messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. They want to invite the people and connect their hearts to Almighty Allah. And that is what we should be doing as well. So he poses these questions to them. Call. Chapter 26, verses 75, 76, 77. Call afara'aytum ma kuntum ta'budun. So see, what do you see? That whatever you are worshipping, all these idols, you make them, you break them, you throw them away, the birds come, they urinate, defecate on them. Antum wa aba'ukumul aqdamun. You and your forefathers, your ancient people. So what are you really doing? You forgot Almighty Allah, selective amnesia, and now you make all these idols, then you go and worship them, then you see they cannot help you, then you break them and throw them away. Can you not use your intelligence? Common sense is no more common. For innahum adu will leave. All these things that you are worshipping, besides Almighty Allah, whether it is people or whether it is creation and so forth. And you see today people worship trees, people worship idols, people worship something else. Remember, even if they worship a prophet and a messenger, so the prophet and messenger, like Jesus, peace be upon him, is a very, very, very great messenger. And remember, but to then elevate his rank to divinity and say he's the son of God or God himself, that is the objection, not on Jesus, but the people who are elevating him to such rank and to such status. For innahum aduwulli. So all these so-called idols and semi-gods, demigods and deities, they are my enemies and I reject them absolutely, totally. Therefore, there is no such thing for us as Muslims as the Abrahamic Accord and deal of the century, Safakatu Karnin. And it was the Arabs who fell in the trap of the Americans in the Israeli apartheid terrorist regime. And they started making peace with them. What peace is there? For innahum aduwul li illa rabbal alameen. So we will align ourselves only exclusively with him, the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the entire universe. He is wahdahu la sharika lahu. Whenever a person wants to embrace Islam, the first thing he or she has to say, la ilaha illallah. La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. Truly, there is none worthy of worship except Him, Almighty Allah. He is the only Khaliq, the only Creator, and everything else is makhluk and creation. So where is the common sense and intelligence and intellect that one creation goes and worships another creation? So therefore, Islam teaches us monotheism in the true sense of the word, and each one of us should understand the beauty and glory of Islam, which is for all times, all places, and all circumstances. Let us take you around the world, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally with news, views, and interviews. Number one, United Nations report, Mali executed 500 people. It's strange but true. After the white men get kicked out, then they try and taint all these countries. You see, Mali kicked out the French forces and military and told them, you get out from here and go back to your Paris, go back to your Paris and so forth. Now they will try and demonize them and so forth and so on. And you know that these countries have the veto, so they can make funny claims and so forth. Now tomorrow, 14th of May, is elections in Turkey. So Russia is backing the incumbent, and that is Erdogan, and America are backing the opposition, Kamil. So both are now trading blows with one another. Russia tells America, you must not interfere in Turkey's politicians and politics, and then vice versa. So one blames the other. So we all should make dua today. Almighty Allah grants victory to Erdogan. We don't say he's perfect. None of us are perfect. We all got our shortcomings and sins and vices. But remember, compared to this other Lord Communist and LGBT group and secularist, he is the best, remember, compared to them. So Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, have mercy on all of them. And Almighty Allah, protect Turkey from the enemies, whoever they are, wherever they are. Listen to this one here. The Israeli Defense Force, last year, they murdered, premeditated murder it was, against the Al Jazeera journalist, Shiriz Abu Aqila, not Abu Eklein, all that. It is a kuffar mentality. We must learn to pronounce the words properly. Abu Aqila, and that was her father, and Shirin was her name. She's a Christian Palestinian with dual citizenship, Palestinian and American. So the Israelis targeted her, murdered her, and because she was exposing them in the world media after 1 year, because now the world has seen who are the real terrorists, who are the real children of Hitler, who are the real apartheid mentality. So Israel apologizes after 1 year to Shirin Abu Aqila and her family and so forth. Too late, remember that. We reject it totally. We say the only way this whole problem will be solved is through jihad. As Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi told us, and Rahimahullah, we waste our time bil kalam wal qalam, that you speak to them and you write about them. The only language they understand is jihad. Then more and more have to be neutralized and liquidated, and then you see how they will run from Israel, and many of them are running away already. Now see the shararat, the mischief making of the American ambassador here in South Africa. And they said that no, South Africa is supplying arms to Russia. So you notice in the past week and so that how the rand is sliding, it's gone to 1910, 1920, 1930. So you know the same American ambassador and their embassy that they said there is a terrorist alert and so forth, and something will happen in Sandton, something will happen here and there and so forth. They can make any claims and they want to get away with it. Because they treat South Africa as a third world country, fourth world country, they know they can buy off people. But if you ask them, that what about your Gitmo and your Guantanamo Bay, which is open there, the torture cell for more than 20 years, and a stain on American democracy, and you are a disgrace to humanity, democracy, and human rights. If you ask them, what about my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, you have her in a hellhole there, her teeth have been knocked out and so forth, 86 years, are you not ashamed of yourself? You murdered over 1 million people in Iraq, and you want to come and tell us about democracy and human rights and so forth. So therefore, if any person gets targeted in the rogue apartheid regime of Israel or the military of America and so forth, we have no sympathy and empathy because they murdered Muslims left, right and center, whether it be in Syria, whether it be in Libya, whether it was in Palestine, occupied Palestine by their proxy, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, or whether it was in Iraq or Afghanistan, and the list goes on and on and on. So you, South Africans, you should rather align yourself with Russia and tell America, go to hell. Remember that. You see, Malema said America is a big crybaby. And I agree with him on that score there. That anything you speak against them, put them in the corner. So then they will say, oh, we will do this. That is how they try and intimidate you. And that is what they do throughout the world and so forth. Russia, their military helicopter crashes there in Crimea. 2 people dead. So that is another incident there. Imran Khan is released there in Pakistan. The authorities, they realize the army is very powerful and the government is Choroki Hukumat, a bunch of thugs and crooks and so forth. But they do realize the popular support is with Imran Khan. And remember, if you study Imran's life, you know, the man is a very, very determined person and he will go all the way. So therefore, if they have free and fair elections without Danli, Danli is the Urdu word they use there in Pakistan, without any rigging, then it will be a landslide victory for Imran and his party. But let's see if they're going to have elections in the first place. Second one will be that will it be free and fair? And third one, will the Americans and the others and all of them, will they interfere? Because Imran told them they could not corrupt him. And he told them, I will not allow you a single military base in Pakistan as long as I am prime minister. For a Pakistani prime minister to tell that to the Americans on their face is a big smack in their face. And therefore, they had to get rid of him. Look at the Israeli terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. This is a report by the United Nations rapporteur on Palestine. And what did she say? This is Madam Francesa Albertina, and whatever her name is. She says, Israel treats Palestinian territory as though as they are colonies. You see, the British, the Americans, the West, European countries, everywhere they come, they colonize and treat those people as second, third, fourth class. So this is what the Haramis want to do, the Israelis. They came there as squatters. They came there as refugees. And then they start massacring the Palestinians in the 40s already, before they are 48, you must remember, celebration and so forth. Now they want to celebrate this weekend, 75th anniversary. So what you celebrating? The murder of babies and children? Celebrating stealing the land of the Palestinians? They're celebrating stealing our mosque? Celebrating murdering our people? Celebrating incarcerating people in your prisons and detention without trial? To me, none of this is democracy, but it is a state that is, remember, and totally, remember, zalim and dictatorship and so forth and so on. Therefore, for Israel to say they are democracy, they fool the people and the West and the white people. Democracy for who? For the people of Palestine? For the people in Gaza? So you can just go incarcerate them, imprison them, shoot them, and so forth. And you know there's impunity. Therefore, I sent out a message yesterday of Layan. Layan means to be soft and tender. The young little girl, she said, we don't bother of Netanyahu and Ibn Himar, the son of a donkey, if you know Arabic. Mm-hmm. She was referring to Ben-Gvir, and the Arabs call him, the Palestinians call him Ibn Himar, the son of a donkey. So that's the right name for him. These are the real terrorists, and we must name them, shame them, and expose them to the whole world. But the problem is the Arab regimes. Remember, they got no shame and no iman. Therefore, we rule, and you can quote me anywhere. These Saudi Arabia, Emirates, and Bahrain, and Egypt, and Jordan, and Morocco, the leaders, all murtad, the traitors to Islam. See, yesterday, I translated the khutbah from Makkah Mukarramah, Sheikh Yasir Dawsari. But MBS, the harami, the murtad, says that you must not take the word Yahud, Jews. You must not take the word Palestine, nothing. There's a war going on. Our people are getting murdered. And in the Haram, Makkah, Medina, you're not allowed. So what does that tell you? You must be blind as a Muslim. And all you Salafi scholars collecting dollars from there. Real shame, man. Have some, you understand, ghira and some self-respect and self-esteem. You collect money from such a person who's a murtad and come defend him. You're not scholars. You're scholars for dollars. Quran said, yu'minuna bil ghayb, believe in the unseen. But you guys believe in yu'minuna bil ghayb. You sold your soul to the devil. That's what you did. And you can see now what they're doing. Now Ronaldo, the one shaitan, is leaving Saudi Arabia and another harami is coming, Messi. If you know anything about Messi, he will be paid millions and millions of dollars per month and is 100% supporter of Israel, the rogue regime and so forth. And that is what goes. Now if you just see his Hajj season now, Pakistan, majority of the people can't afford it, so they're giving back their quota. Bangladesh cannot afford it and they're giving back their quota. If the Saudis and the regime had any sympathy, empathy for the Ummah, just on oil, they're making $1 billion per day. They could have told the Muslim countries, Africa, Asia, everywhere, that for every country we will give you 5,000, 10,000 hujjaj, we will subsidize it, how much dua they should make, how much they should appreciate it, and so forth. But Allah does not give them the tawfiq and ability because they're a bunch of murtads and traitors to Islam. Yesterday I was there in Masjid Mahmood Clare Estate, and mashallah, the brothers came after the program. We thank our Maulana Badat, and we thank our brother Junaid Kubadia and family and all of them. Allah Jalla Wala reward them, our Sheikh Nuruddin and so forth, the Imam. But the brothers came to me and told me our names are accredited. Last night the list came out. So mashallah, today is the seminar. Yeah, I will only come there around 12 o'clock or so because my talk starts at around 12:15. It will be live inshallah on Radio Al-Ansar International and Sirius FM and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah al-Jamaah. That is my talk I'm talking about. So you can listen to it. But the point I want to make is this. Be very, very careful which agent you are going with. Mm. Remember that. So we will tell you that which agent you should go with. You can contact me privately, 071-888-1184. And you should watch the space that we will be sending out some messages today as well regarding Hajj and so forth and so on. So all might Allah take all the Hujjaj, inshallah, and make their journey a safe journey and a ziyarah and maqboola. When you go to Madinah Munawwara, show love and respect, then for Umrah, then for Hajj. Allah Jalla Wala accept all the ibadat and bless all the Hujjaj from all parts of the world. Inshallah, 7 to 9 today will be our brother Digital Markaz Sahaba now, our brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan, and then 6 to 8 tonight will be brother Suleiman Esop, but not Kirat, inshallah al-Aziz.
Let's start with Umslanga. Please, could someone assist? I would like to find out if it's possible for loans to be given out for Hajj. In other words, can I take a loan just to go for Hajj, Ustad?
Remember that if you mean that a loan, somebody must give you a loan and then you don't pay it. So obviously that we don't know. And whether somebody will do that for you or not. And if you mean you take a loan and then you will pay that person every month, 5,000, 10,000 and so forth. So if there's no interest and so forth and so on, so then that is fine, it's acceptable, it's between you and the second party there. But what we should ask ourselves is, Hajj is compulsory upon who? Man istata'a ilayhi sabila. Only upon those people who have the means. And is not compulsory upon everybody and so forth. So if you are going to get more and more involved into debts and so forth, and Hajj is not compulsory upon you, then for you to take loans and so forth is not permissible. And rather read Ishraq Salat every day, 15 minutes after sunrise, you will receive the reward of Umrah and Hajj daily, inshallah.
I've got a new listener, Ustad. It's a sister, Belinda. And she says, morning to you and to the team, and thank you so much for giving me the opportunity of posing my question to you. I want to know, how is Jesus described in the Quran? Is he the blonde hair, blue-eyed Jesus we see painted? Sister Belinda, Ustad.
My sister Belinda, if you juxtapose and draw a comparison between the Quran Sharif, the Noble Quran, and the Bible regarding Mary the Virgin and Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, you will see that the Quran shows much more reverence and respect. And I will give you a few examples. So let's start from here. Mary, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, her name, honorable name, is mentioned in the Noble Quran 34 times. Chapter 19 is dedicated to this honorable, respected lady. She is the only female and honorable lady whose name is mentioned among the women explicitly in the Noble Quran. Maryam means Abida, the one who is the worshipper of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And you should read chapter 19 of the Noble Quran, my sister Belinda. It's weekend, so use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah, and you will gain a much better understanding. Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, his honorable name is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. And Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu salam, means to be fair in complexion. But remember, the white man always wants to go on and perpetuate that, you know, the white hegemony. So they will never show a person who is dark and so forth and so on. But that it does mean to be fair in complexion. Obviously, there is politicking involved with the blue eyes and blonde hair and so forth and so on. But what issues we have to discuss, my sister Belinda, are three. Was Jesus born on 25th of December? Absolute fabrication and lie. If you've been to Palestine, occupied Palestine nowadays, remember December is midwinter. I was there during December, so we know. And remember, Quran teaches us he was born during the summer months. The Bible teaches us that. But the Christians are being misled by the Pope and by their people, pastors and preachers. So that if you look at Luke, L-U-K-E, in the Bible, you will see that the animals were grazing. So they will not be grazing in winter, obviously. So that will happen in summer. Quran speaks about Surah Maryam, Rutaban Janiyah, the fresh dates were being sent to her. So all this happened during the summer months. Second one, they say Jesus was crucified. We reject it totally as Muslims. And remember the Jutlas, the Haramis, Jews are always the troublemakers. That time they wanted to assassinate and murder Jesus, peace be upon him. So for the Bible or anybody to say he was crucified, we reject it totally as Muslims. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ Nor did they kill him and assassinate him, nor did they crucify him. Third one, that Matthew, they speak about in the Bible, that Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the fish. So he, Jesus, will be 3 days and three nights in the belly of the earth. So that did not happen. Again, either the preachers are lying or either the Bible is inaccurate, or both of them are taking you for a ride. If you know my sister Belinda, then according to Christian theology, not Muslims, we reject it totally. That he was crucified on that Friday. Therefore, you have Good Friday and Easter Monday and Easter holidays. Then Friday night, he was in the tomb, in the grave. And then Saturday, he was there. And then Saturday night, he was there. And Sunday morning, when Mary Magdalene goes there to the Holy Sepulchre, Kanisatul Qiyamah, there the church of, you know, the Day of Resurrection. So remember, the tomb is empty. So it was 2 nights and 1 day. So how can it be 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the earth? So these are the questions we are posing. And when we ask the pastor and ask the Pope and so forth, then they tell us there is no hope for the Pope. Another big issue, my sister Belinda, you have is, you see, we as Muslims, I'm sitting here nicely right outside and under the sky. And on my right-hand side is the ocean. And wonderful Durban weather, and the aircons are on early part of the morning. So what do we see? That we have millions of people, Muslim faith in Islam, who have memorized the entire Quran, the noble, glorious Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. But we challenge any priest, any pope, anybody in the Christian faith or Jewish faith, any rabbi, that you read for us the Gospel or the Torah in the original language as it was revealed to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, the Torah, or as the Injil, the Gospel, was revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, by heart, by memory, in the original language. We challenge you, there is not a single person who is able to do that. Why? Because, my sister Belinda, they have so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins get confused. So that is our submission, and that is what we believe in, my sister Belinda.
Ustad, let's kill two birds with one stone. One is, a listener says, with a very, very heavy heart, we inform Mufti Saab, I don't know if Mufti Saab heard, of the passing away of one of our grade 12 students in Apex School, Muizuddin Bapu. He had returned to the mercy of Allah after being the victim of a shooting during a hijacking. And make dua as well, Ustad, for marhum Dr. Panch Bhai. Ustad.
Gee, I heard about that, and we spoke about Dr. Panch Bhai yesterday in our translation of the khutbah and sermon from Makkah. He was in Heidelberg. He was the person who treated my father just before he passed away. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Dr. Panch Bhai. Normally, they would call him fondly. That is the masjid I go to, that his brother Chota Panch Bhai. Now his son is there, Chota son, marhum son, and Hafiz Wasiullah, and Hafiz Masihullah, and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala grant Dr. Panch Bhai Jannatul Firdaus. He got a very, very good day, the day of Friday. Allah Ta'ala grant his family, also Sabri Jameel, our young brother there who was in school or going to school, and he also passes away. This is very, very sad in his young age, in the prime of his life. But remember, we are Muslims, and we believe, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرْلِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever happens, happens with a decree of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So Allah Ta'ala grant our young brother also Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Ta'ala grant the family also, you know, Sabri Jameel. So, and that should be a lesson for all of us. Death will strike whenever Allah Ta'ala wants it to strike, male, female, young and old. Therefore, yesterday I spoke about it, Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. That is, every living being shall taste death. And we spoke about the cemeteries, graveyards there in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara. So the men should go there and show their respect and make dua. These are the people who dice with death. And they protected and preserved Islam and propagated Islam to all different parts of the world. So daily we should be reading for our marhumin and our deceased who passed away with Iman and Islam, Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41, رَبَّنَ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. I see Dr. Junair Arbi just came. So let me go and we carry over the program, inshallah.
I've got the Tulani, Ustad. Tulani says, morning, AK. I heard you are in KZN Natal. And he says here, AK, stage 10. What is happening, AK? Let's stand together for ANC so things can change in our country. Tulani, Ustad.
So what was the question again, please? I just missed the question. I was timing the car.
Ustad, I've got brother Tulani, and he says that good morning to you. And he says, I heard that you are in KZN Natal. He says, stage 10, what is happening, AK? Let's stand together for ANC so things can change in our country. Speaking about load shedding, stage 10, Ustad.
Tulani, I think that you, instead of walking frontwards, you're walking backwards. Who's to blame for all this if it's not the ANC? So I think you better go there and join the ANC and tell them you're wasting time in this country. You destroyed everything in this country. What you must stand with the ANC? You have to name them, shame them, expose them. Remember that you are paid by the ANC, you know. So therefore you come on air and talk more nonsense than anything else. So remember, who's to blame for all this? When 1994 came, so ESCOM and all them were thriving. They gave a functional state. Show me anything that's working. That if you read your latest newspaper, KZN is in disarray because of the ANC. Second one is, I was traveling yesterday here in the areas. They don't even, the robot traffic lights don't work. You know who's running or controlling the traffic? all these glue guys and all these beggars and them. Imagine they running the traffic and so forth. Please, Tulani, don't come talk nonsense here. It's better you keep quiet.
Ustad, what do I have to read to be removed from debt? Ustad?
Remember that the problem is not that we must be removed from debt only. The problem is our people want to lead a life of luxury and people want to just live it up and then when they go into debt, keep on swiping credit card, debit card, this card, that card, then remember that they go into debt and then they look for zakat and look for charity. We must lead a simple life and we don't have to impress the Jones or dress to impress and so forth. So the dua Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ghalabati dain wa qahri rijal. O beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the overwhelming of debts and the creditors applying pressure. Open Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Ustad Ahmed. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ghalabati dain wa qahri rijal. Last question.
I've got Sister Bridget. She says, good morning, AK. Why was Trump a horrible president? Can somebody give me a list of what he did wrong? Sister Bridget, Ustad.
For us Muslims, he did the biggest wrong by taking the American embassy from Tel Aviv and then placing it there and establishing it there in Jerusalem. And as long as his name was there, he's a narcissist, he's an egoist. And then the Golan Heights, which everybody knows belongs to Syria, and stolen and occupied by the Israelis, so he renamed it as what? The Trump Heights. And then he got these Arab idiots and fools to fall for the Abrahamic Accord. So what a big disaster that is. So therefore, we say whether it's Trump or whether it's Biden, they all must, you understand, retire now and go and settle down. They're wasting all their time. Okay, well, time is up now. Jazakallah khair. I will be there at the Hajj seminar at 12, after 12, inshallah, Aziz. So, and after Zohar, we'll be leaving. Make dua for us. Barakallah fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.